Good morning, everybody. It's Nancy, and I am back with a very special topic on self-love. So this morning, I wanted to start my week talking about this because in the past couple of months, I've been doing so much self-reflection and so much self-love that I have experienced such a drastic change in my life in a positive note that I just want to share it with everyone that I can. Now, first and foremost, I've dealt with many situations or people in my life who would say to me, you know, you should love yourself first, or, you know, you got to find yourself. And I would even get offended. Like, what makes you think I haven't found myself? Like, I'm myself every day. How can I not love myself? But I'm here to tell you that there is a difference. Yes, you may be yourself every day, but that does not necessarily mean that you love yourself. So I learned that with reflecting, self-reflecting. And with doing so, I realized that I was so gravely impacted by other people's negligence or things that people would say to me. You know, you ever been in a situation where someone would speak so highly of you and then you guys would be on the outs and everything that they said, they'd retract from, like, oh, you know, I don't feel this way about you, or you're this or you're that. And it would affect you in a way where you almost feel like, damn, like if you feel that way, I wonder what everybody else thinks, or am I really like that? And you start really thinking negatively about yourself. Well, if you have self-love, if you truly believe in oneself, if you respect yourself, you will know that there is nothing that another person can say to you to sway how you feel about yourself. So that was something that I learned in my time of self-reflecting and in my journey of self-love. Furthermore, I was put in a situation where I had no choice but to deal with it. You know, I had no choice but to be strong, because being strong was the only thing that I could do. And when you're put in a situation like that, you have no choice but to suit up, take all of your armor, whatever it is that you do have, and give it your all. And being in a situation like that and overcoming things that I didn't think that I could really helped me to love myself even more. I started reflecting on situations and talking to myself like, wow, you really are strong. You really are an incredible woman. And boy, was it a shift from how I used to think about myself. You know, I used to sit there and think, well, I can't do this without, or how can I do this? Or, but I've never done this. And now, because I've been on this journey of self-love, I know that there is nothing that my higher power can put before me that I can't accomplish. There is not a single thing that I can't do on my own. If it's something that can be taught, I can learn it. And it happened because I started to take things for face value. I'm the type of person who does not like change. I do not like transition at all. So a lot of times I would avoid it. So this is like the first experience in my life where I said, I'm going to take it for face value. Not to mention that I don't have much choice. So I'm going to ride with the wave of change. And with doing that, I started to realize how important our obstacles and our tough experiences, how important it is to take them for face value. They mold you in such a positive way that I'm almost grateful when I go through things like that. You know, I'm grateful for the pain in my life. I'm grateful for the hard times in my life because they make room for better days. And who doesn't want better days? You know, so a lot of us are out here. We would give an arm and a leg for our partners, for our children, for our parents. We will go through hell and high waters for them, but we won't even do that for ourselves. We won't even deal with our own pain or deal with tough situations to put ourselves in a better position because we don't love ourselves as much as we should. So with that being said, if you're in a situation that no longer pleases you, if you're dealing with somebody who currently puts you down or tries to make you feel like less than you are, know that the pain that you will feel from parting from this situation in your life is temporary. And just like you would go through hell and high waters for somebody that you love, for your children, for an extension of you, you should absolutely face pain in your life for yourself. Because that is the first love that you encounter. And know that you can never give yourself in its entirety to anybody else until you do so for yourself. So if you're in a situation that no longer pleases you, that takes away from the love that you have from yourself, I want you to face the pain that is awaiting you. Take those things for face value and know that better days are to come. Because I started to love myself, because I took time out for self-reflection, I went from being alive to actually living. And the difference in that is incredible. I no longer have a fear of people asking me, so what have you been up to? What do you do? I don't have to worry about, oh, but they, you know, I'm doing the same thing that I've been doing for years, or I'm not doing much, or people going to judge me because I have a child and I don't have a career. Who cares about that? You know how many people there are out there who have everything they've ever wanted and don't have an ounce of true happiness? I'm not worried about that. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing great. I'm alive. I'm happy. I'm well. I'm so pleased with my life. That's a lot more than a lot of people with careers, with degrees, or even families can say. Take time for self-reflection. I'm not talking about take the time to go out with your girls, take the time to go out with your boys. I'm talking about take a moment to be alone with yourself, to reflect on the things that please you. And keep your freedom of decision. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do with your life. Make those decisions for yourself, because we have one life to live and one life only. And you don't want to waste your time allowing somebody else to operate how it's supposed to go. Do the things that make you happy. And if you have situations or things in your life that no longer please you, it is absolutely okay to part from them. Because the most fulfilling and thrilling thing to do in life is to know that you lived a life where you loved yourself, where you appreciated oneself, and you were loyal to oneself. Self-love is extremely important. Let's elaborate on it. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week, and please stay tuned for what's more to come.